Mine's like 5 bars.
I've got 2. That means I have bad Wi-Fi, huh?
You can go to speed test. I believe we are actually live right now.
Hey, we're live. The B&B show counting down. We just got this graphic running that says it's coming. There's a big reveal coming with Bobby here in just a moment.
Hold on to your hats.
You're so fancy. Really,
yeah, I'm really excited about this next week with GrowthCon. Hey, fuck, there you are.
GrowthCon 5 is going down in Miami, back to Miami, Florida, because, you know, it was in Miami, GrowthCon 3. GrowthCon 4 was in Las Vegas. Now back to Miami for GrowthCon 5. It's going to be a big show.
GrowthCon 10?
Dude, GrowthCon 10 is going to be live from Bobby's beach house in Clearwater, Florida. How about that?
Beach Island.
Beach Island, yeah. 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 Awesome. Bobby, what's the percentage? I'm always asking data questions. What's the percentage of people that watch this? I know we fluctuate from a couple hundred to 400 or 500 people that watch this, maybe more. I don't know. Does it go over that or no?
Yeah, it just because we publish it on YouTube, Facebook, on our own site, we get between 300 to 400 people watch it. So, okay. Hey, welcome, everybody. If you're watching this live or on replay, this is the Medical Marketing Live Show, also known as
the B&B Show. That's right.
I'm Dr. Bobby, this is Buck.
How many would you say, Bobby, how many would you say are brand new and they're like, I don't know who these guys are, but I came here because they had a really flashy title? Or how many of the hundreds that watch this each week are people that know and come every Tuesday or every Wednesday and watch us?
You know, one of the things we're doing right now, this is all just gross, organic people that are seeing us on the Facebook stream of AMI.
Got
so
it.
We're building up the content, and soon we'll be promoting this and boosting this in advance as an event. But as we started to build the content for you guys that are watching this as a replay, go back to our past lives. They are loaded with relevant marketing and promotional information for your practice right now. Mm. So that's what we want to generate is create a trove, a treasure chest
of
information. And if, I mean, just I'm street marketer. Buck is global marketing strategist. And when you put us together, we come up with all kinds of fun ideas.
We really do. Yeah, I like that, Bobby. You're like a you're like a street ninja. You're like a warrior. You're a guerrilla ground and pound marketer. I love it. Well, you learned marketing because you were a business owner for so long. You were forced to not just understand marketing, but you in this particular industry, in the integrated medicine chiropractic space, you've got unbelievable wealth of experience and knowledge in marketing that is not just, you know, from the school of marketing, but from actual practical application in a business that you watched work or not work in your business, right?
You know, it's I was kind of forced into it. Initially, I didn't like the marketing when I was in my own practice. And so I had to really confront it because I had hired 2 adjusting doctors. And so I had to pour the coals on the marketing. This was my chiropractic practice. And having 2 full-time salaried adjusting doctors just sitting in my office, including myself, I needed to really confront the marketing. That's when I first dove in and actually found that I loved it. And ever since then, I've put all my attention on anything I can learn and create for marketing knowledge. Just have a huge knowledge base and experience on all forms. That's why I love talking about the latest things of what can apply to age-long marketing truthisms that we've grown with.
Yeah.
And like you know, copywriters, all of the content marketers, all the direct response people. So I love studying, especially like Dan Kennedy and Jay Abram, just knowing their information and how it applies in today's market.
Dude, I'm right down the street from Dan Kennedy. I can see his building from where I'm at right now.
Go say hi. If we just have him on the show, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you, but I worked at an agency down the street, and it was literally 2 blocks. The agency I worked at was 2 blocks down the street. And we would get the most amazing talent at this agency because they just worked at Wyden and Kennedy, which is the mecca of agencies. It's one of the largest, most prestigious independent marketing agencies in the world that never sold out to a big holding group. And so what would happen is, you know, it's kind of like Amazon. If you've ever heard the churn of the culture in Amazon, you work there a year or 2 years, you get all this kind of knowledge, and then you're off and you go somewhere else. In fact, Jeff Bezos actually will incentivize you to leave because he wants fresh innovation in his organization. He will give you a bonus to leave after 2 years. He will give you more money to leave because he wants that innovation. Wyden was very much the same way, other than a couple big stakeholders. And so we'd get these like world renowned, it was the most amazing model. We get world renowned talent, you know, for big Super Bowl ads and creatives and designers and copywriters. And they would come in and work at our agency. And they always called our agency a retirement plan. I always thought that was awful because Wyden was so hard. You know, Dan Wyden and their principals and how hard they'd work till midnight every night and changing copy on the fly. And, you know, it was just the culture is it's the true advertising relentless culture. And
especially with Kennedy standards, man, this is like stringent. Everything is the final big projects have to run through now.
100%, dude. 100%.
Well, hey, I wanted to, I know we always come up with a topic. Is there anything you want to go over in particular?
I think content generation is always the key. You know, Bobby, you've got a lot to say on content generation. So, you know, I think that's the first question. It's like, okay, I get the strategy. I get the technique, the tactic, the strategy. I get all those things. But how do I generate the content? What's the, like, what's the first, but now what do I do? They always go, make sense, owners always do this, make sense, great. What do I do? Like, we haven't done our jobs yet.
Yeah. Well, firstly, so this morning I was watching one of the videos that you shot in, where was that? Lake Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
So you were presenting to our elite guys and our, truly our elite AMI clients and Fast Track clients.
Yeah.
And there you actually asked the group, how many of you have a marketing strategy? And yes. I think maybe 75, 80% of the room raised their hands. But then you asked how many of them have a written marketing strategy?
How many of you can show me? That's always the second question. How can you show me? Say, okay, if you have one, show me. And then all the hands go down.
Yeah, I think there was one hand.
There was. There's always one who's like an overachiever who like documents it and has it spelled out and has the cape. You know, there's always one or two. But for the most part, you know, owners are amazing at what they do and they didn't go to some marketing school. So they don't really understand the process of writing your strategy out and holding you and your team accountable to every step of that marketing strategy.
Well, this should be a wake-up call. Just if you're ever watching this and you don't have a strategy, simply break out a piece of paper and map out the rest of your quarter. Like strategy, you want to have a long-term strategy. And Buck talks about this. If you have not attended his marketing section of the 10X Business Summit, that you definitely want to attend that. So it goes through, you actually create your written strategy.
That's true.
You're mapping what you're going to do, and it shows you the priority. So I think the problem is, you mentioned this in your Lake Tahoe presentation, that when someone talks about strategy, you ask them first, like, what do you really define a strategy? And they're not saying, well, you know, I just need a great Facebook campaign. And then you'd ask, well, what does that actually mean? Well, I need this ad that really pulls. And that's not a strategy. That's like a magic bullet for a one-off week or month.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there is a business summit that we run, and it's, I'm hearing an echo from your room. I think you've got your Beats, hip hop and R&B blazing back there. I hear a little bit of an echo. You know, we've got this business summit that we run every month where we actually go through, and I can draw this out for you really. This is going to be sloppy, but, you know, if you think of marketing, you've got your marketing strategy here right at the top. That's MS for marketing strategy. And then inside the marketing strategy, boy, this is bad. you've got a branding strategy that's BS. You know what BS stands for. And then you have your advertising strategy, right? Marketing, branding, and advertising. And so I have a summit that's $4,997 that we run for an ads. It gets technical. Hey, Dr. Ashley Edwards is here, everyone. We run this summit because we get technical on building out your content calendars. We get tactical. Now, we have a 10x360 that you can come to learn marketing strategy, to understand all the foundational elements of who you are, what you believe, the purpose in what you do, and how you connect to that consumer. But then we go down the line and we create these summits that are much more affordable and easy for anyone to attend to learn how to tactically put your strategy to use. And so, Bobby, maybe that's what you're talking about with the advertising strategy for our business summit.
Yeah, well, just if somebody doesn't have anything written down, then that is probably the first step. First, watching our show, because we come up with content that you can put into your strategy, but you should first write it down. And if you haven't confronted ever writing it down, the best way is go to the 2-day business summit so you can actually get experience confronting that. So you
That's
know
right.
What's level of importances. Like right there, you just showed the level of importances. Like your magnitude of impact, if you just are focusing on the advertising strategy, that's only partway up the mountain. But if you go through the big overall marketing strategy, then you can build below it.
That's right. And I've got the website is cardoadventures.com/summit. So I don't know if you want to put that in the chat anywhere, but cardoadventures.com/summit. It's going to give you all the information about joining our 2-day summit for $4,997. We've got another one coming up here in March. It's going to be in Dallas, centrally located. The snow is gone. So if you want to join us in Dallas, that'd be the perfect place to do it. What's up, Kathy? Good to see you. Always good to see Kathy.
Awesome.
But yeah, we, you know, in that 2-day, we go deep, not just on building content calendars, but we go into how to create content. You know, Brandon Dawson, our CEO, is always talking about promote, promote, promote. And so there's a lot of actually technical know-how when it comes to promoting. There's a lot of structure that goes into promoting. It's not just as easy as picking up a phone and talking to your potential consumer or your current retention client, right? A lot of times it looks easy. You see somebody like a Grant Cardone or any of these, you know, big Tony Robbins guy, you know, you see them doing content and you're like, man, it's easy. You just grab it and you go, hey, everybody, blah, 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 blah. But that's not actually what happens. There's actually a template and a process that they go through. And we teach that. That's half of day two. We teach that at our business summit, our business marketing summit. So there it is right there. cardoadventures.com/summit. Would love to see you in Dallas and watch when you walk away from that summit. This is the thing owners have told me. They see immediate traction in their marketing. They see immediate results. This isn't like now you got to build it. You can take the things you learn, immediately apply it, and then watch the conversions happen. It blows people's minds. We had a personal trainer. He was doing one lead a week. He applied all the learnings from our 2-day business summit. He was getting 10 leads a week. He literally 10X'd his leads a week after joining us for that 2-day business summit. So think about that. Think about that.
So I'll stick us to the theme of content generation. So one of the things you just mentioned, like pulling out your phone and shooting a video, and I think we've mentioned this multiple times on our show, is that's the easiest way to jumpstart content creation, is simply creating a video. And so obviously you want to have the topics. This just came about actually, Buck, I believe it was 6 days ago. There was a published research study that showed that this was from stem cell infusion from the body's own tissue. So it was basically like a PRP where they separated the stem cells from the blood and then infused them back into patients that had spinal cord injuries.
Oh, wow.
It's a statistical significant increase in the recovery from an actual spinal cord injury. And so this is like some of the biggest news that has been in the regenerative medicine space in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
If you have a physical medicine practice that has regenerative services, then this is something that you would want to send out to your public. So this is like a content creation opportunity. Mm-hmm. So then you read that article, pull out your phone or have somebody film you and go through and just shoot off a quick synopsis of what the study showed and your excitement for that. And don't make any connections to conditions in your own office. Just talk about the results and the conclusions of what the researchers, the scientists found. So read their conclusions. That's a safe way of doing it. And then now you have a beautiful video that you can post. And from that, you can turn that into, you basically transcribe that. And some of our usual suspects, let's see if I can actually pop it on screen, is Teamy or Rev.com. Those are the ones that, see if I can actually show it on the screen here. Yes, there we go. So, boom, Teamy. How do I make us small? Nope, that's not
it. I don't know. I love this platform. You almost need a producer.
Yeah, it's so weird. All right, we'll do it this way. So, Teamy.com, that is my go-to for transcribing video or audio so that you don't have to sit down and bang out an article on your keyboard. So, Rev.com also does the same thing. So, they have Rough Draft, which is 25 cents a minute, 80% accuracy, or transcription where it's actually done by human professionals, $1.25 a minute. Mm-hmm. And now you have a long form Facebook post that you can put out. You can also do a short form, do a smaller Instagram style. You could do a quote card. And using the tools, I just recommend going to Canva if you're going to create some of these pieces. But one of the things that I'm glad we're talking about this because so many practices don't have content going out on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And right now, still, this is something we talked about. Buck and I talked about this a year ago. Anytime you put content out and post it, it's proof of life, proof that you're engaging, proof that you're actually moving forward. You're not just talking about the problems of the vaccine or hey, we're still open, but you're actually looking for proactive things that they can be doing in the practice, not just showing that you're open.
Right.
So I'm going to show one more tool. I know you like this one. V.io. This is a very easy way for you or a dedicated staff member to go and create your video, and it turns it into, has a transcript at the bottom. So it automatically transcribes as part of it. So this is probably the easiest tool to use for creating quick videos that you can post. It changes the format so you can easily export it for Facebook. But right now, because of the way social media is rolling out, it used to be 80% of people never turned the volume up on the videos. They never actually enabled audio on the videos. Yeah. Now it's closer to 90%. So if you have a video that's going up, most people are never going to engage, never going to watch it. But if you have captions on there, they're actually going to go through and watch a good portion of it. So don't put a video out if you don't have captions.
Always smart, Bobby. You always bring the fire, man. Why is it? What's the percentage on captions again?
So it was 1 year ago. It was something, I believe it was 81.3% or something like that. I just say 80%. Now, because of how many people are now engaging social media and how many videos are posted online, it's closer to 90%. People are just spinning through their timeline and never actually engaging the content. But if you have captions, it actually stops somebody. The other tool inside of this, and I don't know if I can show it in here, but this tool actually does a progress bar. So it goes across and shows, and this will increase your engagement because people don't want to commit to a video. If they see a video pop up online, they have to actually hover over to see the timeline, how much they're committing to, and like, oh my God, 25 minutes, no way, and they're gone. But if they see a progress bar, an empty progress bar, and it's slowly moving across, they're like, oh, I can stick through that. It becomes almost like a game. The last thing I wanted to show you guys, this is where you go to Google. So google.com/alerts. So one of the things I recommend is anything that you are specialist in, I want you guys to be on the front of the cutting edge release of articles like that. Or so you can put in alternative medicine. You can put stem cell treatments if you wanted to. Just again, this is for you. It's going to send you the alerts each day in your mailbox.
Put Bobby's name.
I also recommend that you put your practice name in here. So it's going to show you whenever you get press or you get picked up by Google, it's going to show you that.
Or if you get a bad review somewhere that you didn't know existed, you might see your name pop up.
Yes.
Not that that would ever happen. You all run amazing operationally effective practices, right?
Right. And Buck, I can't remember, you and I were on the show together when I was talking about the, like you brought this up, it was the most important thing ever for 2021 was your biggest emphasis is creating relationships. And that's you do it. That with two factors of trust and credibility.
That's 100%.
What can you do online? What can you do right now that's going to increase the raw public's trust in you? What do you, can you do right now that's going to build some type of credibility for you?
The two things I think of immediately. Number one, remember that in marketing, perception is reality. Okay. So if you signed up for that LinkedIn because you thought you might want to use it as a platform, but then as somebody does a search and finds you, even if you're not putting a paid strategy together, but think when they find you and the banner isn't uploaded and there's no messaging and you haven't posted in 2 years, just know that the trust is gone. That's a direct reflection of your practice. If you haven't posted in 2 years, you haven't had a client in 2 years. There's no trust. So the first thing you want to do is clean up your social profiles and make sure you're being consistent with your content. That builds trust. If you're there every day, you're there every week, and you're maintaining communication and you're creating assets, and you're posting valuable information, that's the easiest and fastest way to build trust. The second thing you do is you leverage great experiences from other customers. So how are you leveraging video testimonials, audio testimonials, written testimonials? How are you leveraging the community that you serve, their own great experiences in those platforms, in those spaces that are searchable online? That is the second and fastest way to build trust inside your practice. So that's an easy start right away, get straight to it. Now there is a science behind building the perfect testimonial, and we go through creating that kind of content in our business summit as well. So again, you're gonna hear me say, I wanna see you in Dallas for 2 days at our business summit so that you can learn the technique. That way you're not a reckless doer. That way you're not just shotgun strategizing.
Oh my gosh, that is so perfect. So that's what I'm seeing right now. I mean, I've reverse engineered, consulted, spoken with, and met thousands of doctors. And unfortunately, in the marketing space, the majority of them, and it's not to invalidate you at all if you're watching this and you do this, but reckless doing. Because if you don't have that brand house,
right,
you don't have the palette of how your information is being put out, then you're creating this mixed message. You're not staying on, Buck always says, staying on brand.
Yep.
You're continuing this messaging to get them to this certain endpoint, but also this perspective of how they're viewing your practice. This air that this, the what you're known for in your community.
That's it.
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah. So we just talked about some of content creative, that quick one that you could do on how that stem cell treatment helped with a spinal cord injuries. You don't need to do that every single day. If you did something like that, maybe that one would be once a week. And you could turn it into not only a video, but then maybe a couple days later or the next week, that could be posted as a Facebook post with the text.
Yep.
Yeah. But then what will you fill the rest of the week with? So for sure, Buck just mentioned this, to give you a hint, it's getting that the actual testimonies and success stories from your patients. Mm-hmm. And so you could be doing that at the front desk or one of the tools that we love. We talked about this, it didn't sound Buck, but Boast.io is a way that you can actually text out a link to your existing patients and it pops up. There's nothing for them to download. And right away they click a button and it pops up and asks permission to use their phone camera and it pops up and it looks beautiful. So then they can leave a video success story. And the thing is with Boast, you can actually type what you want to ask them and they can read it off of the screen. That's a really cool way of just generating. And then when they submit that, it goes into the cloud, so you immediately have access to it. It also has a release. So there's a little checkbox where they release that you can use their story, their name, and their likeness on your promotional and marketing efforts. But that's something for sure. I would drop that into Veed, trim it, put a progress bar on it, transcribe it, and now you have a beautiful success story that you can post onto social media. And guess what? So, that is a timeless piece that you can just rinse and repeat another 6 months later. You can reprogram it to post again.
Such great advice, Bobby. You're always bringing so many great technical platforms that are easy to leverage. But the key, remember again, is got to have the strategy. Otherwise, you're going to use this platform and you're going to be sending the wrong message to the wrong audience at the wrong time on the wrong platform with the wrong process and not measuring the performance the right way to rinse, repeat, and optimize what you're doing to do it correctly. So, you know, it's great to have all these technical platforms that can help you, but you've got to get to a business summit and really learn, really take the time to invest in yourself to have a full understanding of knowledge of what's going to work and what's not going to work. It's going to save you money. The $4,997 that you spend, the $4,997 two-day workshop that you spend, the ROI on that immediately the next week, you'll see the return. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that same, so I spent 15 grand to go to a 2 day, because that's a killer deal. And immediately showed me things that I was like your knowledge base is so wide. It's amazing just being able to, I love this show because we get to bounce ideas off of each other. And I get granular, you pull me back into deep.
I like to get granular with you, Bobby, but I get excited like you, and I have to remind owners that they don't know what they don't know, and they've got to pull themselves out of that tactic. I can't tell you the difference between a starting marketing class and a senior marketing class. The questions that are asked, Brandon, our CEO, always says, quality of your questions determine the quality of your answers, right? Every owner is always like, what's the one thing I need to do on Facebook to tweak the one ad to make the lead a little bit better? And I'm like, get out of the weeds. Let's go up to the strategy, because all those questions will answer themselves when you get the strategy in place.
Yes. Can you put that graph back up, that little drawing you just did?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Marketing strategy, branding strategy, advertise. The questions that owners ask me are down here. I want to bring you back up here, and I want to solve those issues for you first. And there's a lot of detail in there. There's a lot of detail.
I mean, that's – so personally, I never organized myself like that. And so when you showed that and how the brand house sits at the very top and everything – trickles through that filter.
Yeah.
Before I thought, oh yeah, we have our fonts defined, our color, and our logo.
Yeah. Everyone thinks the branding is visual. The branding is the experience your customers and patients have. And there's so much more that goes into that outside of just what it looks like. And Bobby, you know that obviously now.
Yeah. And then I've just repositioned it, and it actually has made a huge, huge difference. So for you guys that have been watching AMI's promotions, like literally there's a whole new wave, but it actually started from going to Buck's Marketing Essentials. So now that that's become more of the 10X Business Summit, you get even more information on all aspects of how they interplay in the practice. So right away, you actually know how to better interact with your people. You have much tighter control of your finances, so you actually turn it black on the bottom line of QuickBooks. And then for marketing, you're actually pointed and have 100% certainty in the direction you're going. So, yeah, I'm a solid success story behind that.
And love I already it. Know Thank you, Bobby. Bobby, you are a testimonial. Thank you, buddy.
Clip that one and we'll put
I appreciate it, dude. It's always fun, man. I appreciate you taking 30 minutes to share your knowledge with these practices around the country and sometimes around the world. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you guys, we always are looking at our Facebook comments, so engage us. If you're watching this as a replay, type in questions you have, challenges you're having in the practice as far as your branding, your promotion, your strategy, your future as far as the business itself. Our goal AMI is known for integration. But what we're really actually doing is building enormous businesses. Integration is just one piece of it.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Bobby. Until next Wednesday, the B&B show is brought to you by
Thanks for attending. We'll see you next week. See you at GrowthCon, Bobby.
See you at GrowthCon, Bobby. Thank you, buddy.